Hello everybody. My name is Attila Macskási and this is a short video to better understand the network background of the Microsoft Cloud Platform. This video is going to help the CloudOS network partners and everybody who is interested to deploy the Microsoft products such as Hyper-V, System Center products and Windows Azure Pack. So I would like to give you some understanding of the background here. So given two servers, two Hyper-V servers and the shared storage. In this example, it can be iSCSI or Fibre Channel. So we use a block storage here. We have three LANs prepared on the storage. The first one is the quorum, which is needed for the failover clustering here. So there will be failover cluster manager, which is going to consist of two nodes and the cluster IP to access the cluster. So in terms of networking, we have two Hyper-V servers. These are the IP addresses. So we need to define first a given subnet. So for example, we have a new subnet. And we have a gateway for the subnet. We have two Hyper-V servers. We have a cluster IP because we created a failover cluster. And these LANs converted to something called cluster shared volume. So we have a first, we have a second cluster shared volume. The quorum is needed for the cluster itself. Let's talk about the hardware. So we have two servers. Each of them is something like 64 to 128 gigs of RAM. The shared storage, this is the quorum is a small one. This is a 1 gigabyte. For the VMs, we need a 1 terabyte LAN. And for the shared, we need a 300 gigabyte LAN. Okay, now let's see. So that's the very basic foundation. You need to prepare a management cluster in order to deploy the Microsoft products. Now let's see the VMs you're going to deploy in an automated way. In my blog, I'm going to talk about how you're going to approach this, but let's see what kind of VMs needed in order to run such environment. So the first VM is the Active Directory. This is called DC01. You have another domain controller, this is DC02. This is a cluster of the domains. The domain controllers are talking to each other through the IP, so there is a domain replication here. No guest clustering. The next important VMs, the next one is the database. So you will have a DB01A, and you will have a DB01B. This is the first database server. A and B is the cluster. These guys using this shared LAN. So there will be a shared VHDX file. So database table spaces. So the database table spaces located on the shared VHDX, on a cluster shared volume and using shared VHDX technology. So this is a guest clustering. There will be another failover clustering here within those VMs. So domain controllers, database, active, passive cluster. And the next one is the VMM cluster. That's the virtual machine manager itself. So you have a VMM 01A and you have a VMM01B. Same technology, there will be a VMM quorum on the shared. So the VMM is a guest cluster again, which requires a quorum in order to have the active passive cluster. So as you start up this environment, the domain controller will start, the secondary domain controller, there will be two domain controllers in your subnet. Likely you will use this IP like 10, and 11 or 1, 2, it's depending on your design. There is a tool which is going to help you with the deployment, and you need to think about these IP addresses ahead of the time. So two domain controllers, two databases, two VMMs. That's the very basic foundation for the deployment. In the future, you need to deploy additional VMs such as service provider foundation, operations manager, optionally data protection manager. You will see Windows Azure Pack and the VMs running the Windows Azure Pack. You will have admin portal, tenant portal. There will be portal and API VMs. You can put the public internet facing VMs into the DMZ and you can make the networking more advanced and secure. But I highly recommend at the beginning, try to keep the deployment as simple as possible. Try to keep the networking as simple as possible. And as you are ready with an automated deployment of the products, then you can make things more advanced and more secure. Thank you very much, and see you soon.